Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. If you're tempted to make a dumb blonde joke, don't, because they're obsolete.
Turns out, blonde hair is determined by a single letter in the 3 billion letters of the human genetic code and affects no other trait, not intelligence, nor the capacity for fun.
This discovery came from studies on sticklebacks, a small fish in various habitats around the world, each group having evolved its own distinct skin color.
A gene called the KIT ligand is responsible for the fish's skin pigment, which in an earlier study, scientists found also affects skin color in humans, and possibly hair color too.
However, KIT ligand plays other important roles in humans, affecting blood cells and sperm cells. It's actually a mutation in an area affecting the KIT ligand that causes blonde hair in Northern Europeans.
So how did evolutionary changes occur without affecting KIT ligand's other important functions? Researchers in a new study decided to isolate this regulatory element and determine how it was different in blondes.
Using engineered mice, they were able to identify a single letter change from A to G that creates blondes while affecting nothing else. This isn't turning a gene on or off, but rather it shows how a gene can be used slightly differently in just one part of the body.
Subtle changes like this one reveal how exquisitely controlled the utilization of genes is regulated and how changes to the system contributes to human diversity.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.